And a time will come, the time of grace will finish. When the door to the time of grace is shut, oh my goodness, I just feel sorry for every evildoer, for everyone who has an evil agenda to hurt people, to destroy Mother Earth, to do anything that is against the true divine God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will be begging the Lord for mercy and you'll receive absolutely nothing. The wrath of Jesus Christ will fall upon them. They will have no idea what hit them. They'll realize then and then only how awesome Christ the King is. Satan is not even a little mouse when the lion from the tribe of Judah comes again. Satan won't even be a little mouse. He will flee and run away and leave him to the wrath of the Lord Jesus. That's why the Lord is being patient with these evildoers. The church is still the body of Christ. And the time of grace hasn't finished yet. Meaning, when you make a mistake as a Christian, you still have the time to come back and say, Lord, I'm sorry, He'll forgive you. But I can tell you this, when the door is shut, you can come and say, Lord, I'm sorry, till kingdom comes, the Lord will not forgive you anymore. He will not. He will hear the church no longer. Because those who are left after the time of grace, they will be Christians by name. They would have denied Jesus Christ from the heart. They would have denied Him. They will go through their great tribulation. They will go through the great tribulation. So this is the mystery of God. What is the mystery of God? I have my sweetheart, the church, my bride, still on earth. How can I destroy this earth when the love of my life, the one whom I died for on the cross, remember? I purchased you with my precious blood. Do you think I'm going to come back and hurt you? Do you think I'm going to destroy this world and you're still in it? Impossible. I love you more than myself. I love you. That's why I gave my life on the cross. The only time when someone gives their life for someone else, the only way to do that is that someone else's life is more precious and expensive than my own life. Otherwise, I wouldn't give my life for someone cheaper than me. When Christ died on the cross, He said to every single one of us, I love you more than me. That's why I gave my life for you, because you're more precious to me than my own self to me. This is how much I love you. How can I hurt you? Impossible. Isn't this stunning Jesus worthy of our love and worship? Isn't this Jesus Christ, the crown of glory, worthy of our obedience and being true servants to His holy name? What are we doing, Christians? Are we swapping this Christ with the Pig's Field, Star City Casino, those dark alleys in the city, a white bag of powder, alcohol, women, guys, boys, girls, the filth of this world? What are we doing? How can we swap Jesus for something like this? How can we? We need to come back. We need to come back to our senses. There is not much time left. Live life to its fullest. The only way to do that is make Jesus your Lord and Savior truly. You could be baptized when you were an infant. You could be baptized not long ago. You became a Christian, or you were born in a Christian family and you were raised as a Christian. But that doesn't mean anything if you do not build a true, personal, intimate relationship with Christ. Get to know Him personally. Your birth in a Christian family, raised in a Christian family, being baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit will save you not unless you receive Jesus and start having an intimate personal relationship with Him. You need to get to know Him. Yes, baptism saves. However, you need to follow through after baptism. You need to build the relationship with Christ in order to make it in the end. There is no such thing as being predetermined, as the Calvinist movement believe in this, which is absolutely non-biblical. There is nothing predetermined. You need to work hard till the very last second of your life on earth. Your will must be given to Christ for His will to be done in you. Otherwise, there is no salvation. I have my church on earth. Otherwise, I would have taught Satan and his followers what Jesus Christ is all about. But my bride is stopping me. I'm being patient with these evildoers for the sake of my bride. But a time will come. I will burn this earth and everything in it. He will. By the way, God wiped this earth twice. The first time is done, finished. The second time is about to come. The first time he wiped it with water. The second time he made a promise, the rainbow, not the LGBTQXYZ. No, the rainbow of God, seven colors, not six. Seven colors, not six. Six is a number Satan loves. Seven is the number God gave and chose for this world. He put a rainbow in heaven and he made a promise that he will not bring this flood again. He promised, I won't kill humanity with water, but he never promised, I will not kill them with fire. So the next time he will wipe the whole globe with fire, my beloved. Do they think these little kids who are being boastful about their achievements in science and in technology and weaponry, these little blind kids, do they think they can do whatever they want? The very technology they are boastful of is the very technology that will wipe them from existence. Those weapons they built, they will be the very weapons that will kill them. The iPhones they built, this technology and the chips, they're being proud that they're going to put a chip in people's brains where they can monitor everything and change your behavioral pattern. Listen, mate, you better go down under, brother, and I'll take you to the outback and let's have the bush tucker, meat pie, bro. You're playing with fire. And whoever plays with fire, they will only hurt themselves. They're playing with fire. No one moves. Jesus Christ is always in control. Oh, I pray one day you have a glimpse of his glory. Then you'll realize. These are kids. Oh. Someone spent $3 billion to come up with this chip. And poor people are clapping for this little clown. $3 billion to come up with a chip, the one and only, none like it in the entire globe. $3 billion, I could have fed all of Africa. They've lost the plot. Because what do you expect from a little kid? Play in the mud, in the filth, in the dirt. Open the drawers, take the knife, put their hands on the stove. This is a little kid's behavior. These people are acting exactly like little kids, childish behaviors. The Lord is, my goodness, yes, he's awesome. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. John the Beloved heard the voice. He heard this voice in Revelation chapter 4. The very voice is the very voice he hears again. So he said, go to that angel who stands on the land and on the sea. We said that angel who stands one leg on the land and one leg on the sea, that angel is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So the voice was the voice of the Father. The God the Father said to John the Beloved, go to my beloved son who controls the land, Israel, and controls the sea, the rest of the world, the pagan world, the non-Israelite nation. This is humanity. Two circles. One circle, Israelites, and the other, non-Israelites. The Israelite nation is the land. Non-Israelites is the sea. This angel, who is Jesus Christ, he's got 1 foot on the land and 1 foot on the sea, meaning he is in charge. Everything is under his feet. He is in control. This is not just a book. Please, this is God, the true God. This is the truth. This is no dream, no mythology, no little story written. This is the truth. The God who created everything and everyone. His name is Jesus. There is no Krishna. There is no Muhammad. There is no Buddha. This is man-made stories. God is Christ the King. With all love and respect, I'm not judging. Please, I'm not judging. I've been there and I came back. His name is Jesus, okay? There is no one else. There is no one else. I wish there was. I would have told you. There isn't. When you enter heaven, it's Jesus. You're not going to see no one. So I fear no one. And my Jesus is going to teach you a lesson. you little kids, I'm going to teach you a lesson. The Lord sent me here to speak, and when my time is up, He'll shut me up and take me back.